Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Special message with you. Very, very special message. And the topic for this message is the five reasons why you must join Flow Prayer. Wow. The five reasons why you must join Flow Prayer. Hallelujah. I believe if you are visiting us today for the first time, or you have never joined a Flow Prayer meeting before, or you have never heard of it, you may wonder, what is Flow Prayer? Hallelujah. Now, Flow Prayer is a live online prayer meeting where the founder of our church, Bishop Dagwood Mills, personally leads his children all over the world in prayer. Amen. So it is a special meeting. It's a special meeting. And you hardly will hear such a thing. You will hardly hear that a founder of a church and of this magnitude will personally lead the church in prayer. You know, it's not a common thing. But this particular meeting, the Flow Prayer meeting, was born out of the COVID-19 pandemic era. That's when it was born. It came to be from the COVID-19 pandemic. And through this meeting, our father, the prophet, was able to keep our churches going and to keep it together and to keep it running while all of us witnessed many churches falling apart. Do you remember? Yes, but by the grace of God, God led him. And you can see, looking back, you can see that it was actually God who led him to start the Flow Prayer meeting. Hallelujah. And that is why we have to have value for such things. When we see the Spirit of God make a move to lead and to direct something, we have to have honor and respect for it. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? It is then, looking back during the pandemic, it was the only normal thing that was in our lives. It was the only normal thing. Everything was chaotic. Do you remember? In our own homes, everything was chaotic. Even you were even scared of yourselves. You know, someone goes out and comes in, you are scared of the person. Your own brother or sister or your wife or your husband. You know, people don't want to sleep with you. People don't want to come close to you. Or you are forgotten already. Even then, when you go to store and buy things, you put them outside. You are afraid to touch them. You put your own things that you have used your money to go and buy, you put them outside, and you want virus to get out before you take them. When the mailman delivers a mail, you are afraid to touch the mail. It was a horrible time. You know, and the only normal thing The only normal thing that was in our lives during that time was this Flow Prayer meetings and the Flow services that we had. It was one thing of all of the chaos that were around us that we could even dance. We could dance, we could sing, and we could have all kinds of things living as normal, even as individuals who were isolated in our own homes. Amen. So we can see that it was really God ordained and the Holy Spirit led that brought this to be. But one thing that we see is that, you know, like many other things, how many of you realize that the flow meetings were such a blessing? You know, we identify so many blessings from these meetings. But one thing that is usually with man is that, you know, when we have such a thing, after a while, it becomes so regular. And we develop some form of familiarity to it, and we lose value for it. We lose value for it. And we miss on the blessings that they come with it. Hallelujah. So we want to quickly look at a few reasons why you must join the flow prayer. Hallelujah. Number one, for Aman and Chalak. Say Aman. Aman and Chalak. Aman is spelled A-M-A-N. A-M-A-N. Aman. And Chalak is spelled T-S-C-H-A, T-S-C-H-A-L-A-C-H. Chalak. Say chalak. Some of you can say it. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 20. I will explain it to you. Second Chronicles chapter 2. Chapter 20 and verse 20. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. 2 Chronicles. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Hallelujah. He says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Hallelujah. Now, is there a difference between believe in a thing or a person versus believe a person? Is there a difference? Amen? Is there a difference? I'm asking. It's not a school test, but I'm asking. There ought to be a difference. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. When you believe in a person, you believe that everything the person does is good. Are you listening? You can put all your trust in the person. Whatever the person does, whether it's good or bad, you believe that it is good. It's good for you. You believe in the person. Are you listening? When someone is going to run a race, and you know the person, you have seen how the person trains, how the person works out, how the person has won many races. You have witnessed all of them. So you believe in this person that he's going to win. Are you listening? So you believe in the person. When we look at the creation, we look at what God has done and has given to us, we believe in him. So we believe in God. But he says, believe his prophets. Believe his prophets. Now, when you believe someone, then you believe what a person says. Isn't that so? So we don't serve a person. The person is not God, but we believe the person. We believe what the person says. Especially when you are eyewitness to what he says and does. So then you believe the person. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm sharing with you. Now, if you are going to Aman and Chalak, if you are going to Aman and Chalak, then you need to believe in God and also believe the prophet that God has given to you. Hallelujah. A man is a Hebrew word that is translated established. Established. It's a Hebrew word that is translated established. And it means to nurture, to build up, to foster as a parent, or to nurse a man. Translated established means to nurture a person, to nurture a baby, to build up or to foster as a parent. You foster a parent, care for a parent, care for a child, or to nurse a baby. Amen. So it means God will nurture you through His Holy Spirit. God nurtures us through the Holy Spirit and brings us up and establishes us. Are you listening?
Yeah.
If you are a child, when you are born, you need a mother to nurture you, to nurse you. Are you listening?
Yes.
To nurse you until you are established. To nurse you until you are immunized. And then you are established. Are you listening? If you don't have such a person in your life, you can die of anything. Anything can kill you. Even temperature changes can kill you. When you are a child and you don't have someone who will cover you and keep you warm and expose your body to dry, to just a regular environment that everyone can take their clothes off and be okay, you as a baby, you can easily die from that. You understand what I'm sharing with you? Even diaper rash can kill you. Diaper that they put on you, if someone doesn't look to change it, someone doesn't look to feel and see that it needs to be changed at this time and doesn't do that, it can kill you. You can get bad infection from that and kill you easily. So a lot of things can kill you, but you need someone to nurture you, to foster you, to care for you until you are established. Are you listening? And when you are established, then you can start growing. When you are established, then you can be built upon. So God nurtures us. So He says, believe in your God, so shall ye be established. Amen. And chalak is the Hebrew word translated prosper. Prosper. Amen. It means to go forward or to go over or to come mightily. That is chalak, to come mightily or to break out. Hallelujah. So in this scripture, it is teaching us that God will nurture you and build you up. God will nurture you and build you up. But to prosper in life, to have a breakthrough and a breakout and come out mightily, God wants you to believe in His prophets.
Amen.
To believe the prophets that He sends you. Amen. I hope somebody understands the word of God this afternoon. God wants you to have a breakthrough, to break out, to prosper. And He does that through His prophets. He does that through His prophet. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13, the Bible says, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet. God wanted to bring Israel. He had plans. Plans that He had made for a long time to deliver Israel, to bring them out of bondage. The Bible says He did that by a prophet. And by a prophet was He preserved. By a prophet. So God had plans for the people to deliver them. God had plans to take them out of bondage. But he had to do it through his prophet. So if the prophet did not believe, if the people did not believe the prophet, they will still be in bondage. God wants to deliver them, but they will remain in bondage because they do not believe in the prophet that he sends them. And many people stay in bondage because they don't believe the prophet that God sends. Amen. Or they don't have value for the prophet that God sends. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? And this afternoon, I want you to assess your life and how you relate even to the prophet that God has sent you. Such as how you relate with the flow prayer meetings. Amen. Amen. In our church, the prophet that God has given to us is Bishop Dagwood Mills. That is a prophet that God has given to us. The flow prayer meeting has become a powerful medium through which we get connected to the prophet. Hallelujah. So it is not just enough to know that Bishop Dag is our founder. It's not just enough to know that he's our pastor, but it is important that you get connected and know him, and then you can believe him. Amen. You can believe him. I believe that many of you, through the flow prayer meetings and the flow services, you get to know him more. And you came to like him and to believe him. Are you listening? Whereas before this was established, you didn't know much. I mean, you may hear he's coming for a camp, which you will not show up. You will not go because it wasn't that important to you. I hope somebody understands what I'm sharing with you. Amen. So we want to know him and get to connect with him that we can believe him. That we can believe him. We hear of what he says and what he's doing and see the ministry that we can believe him. To believe that God has really sent him to you and to me. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said something when he was also here visiting us as a prophet. When Jesus was here on earth, in John chapter 14 and verse 1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Amen. You see, it is difficult for man to believe in man when God sends people to you. And so he's pleading with them, you believe in God. You see, it's easy for us to believe in God. He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. So it is important because whatever God wants to do, he will do it through the servant that he sends to you. Whatever God wants to do in your life, he will do it through the servants that he sends to you. Amen. So you believe in God, believe also in the prophet. Believe also the prophet that God sends to you. Hallelujah. Bishop Dag is our head. And without a head, the body does not function well. Without the head, the body does not function well. Amen. I said, without the head, the body does not function. The body is dead without the head. You know, I was taking care of someone, and the person was declared brain dead. That your brain is dead. It's not your brain is dead means that you are dull, we can't study, and you know, you get F in school or something. That's not. Your brain is dead means that you have no head. You have no brain. Do you understand? And there are simple things that are checked to say that your brain is dead. Are you listening? The heart is beating. The kidneys are functioning. The liver is working. Are you listening? The veins are all working. The arteries are working. All the cells are working. But the brain is dead. And so we are getting ready to go and bury you. Bury you with all your heart, your liver, your kidney, everything that are normal. If you do tests on them, they are all normal. But we are ready. You are ready to be buried. Because your brain is dead. Are you listening? Because your brain is, because you don't have a head. So anyone without a head, you are a walking dead man or dead woman. And it's a deception when the kid, you see, when the kidneys are working and the liver is working and the heart is beating, it's a deception. It's very difficult to explain to someone that your loved one is dead. Say, how? And that is how spiritually we get deceived. We get deceived because we feel that certain things are working for us. And so we don't need this prayer meeting. Certain things are working. The job is still working. The school is still working. Are you listening?
Yes.
But you are walking dead. And it's difficult to understand when someone is trying to explain to you that you are dead. It's difficult to understand when someone is convincing you that your brain needs to wake up. Your head, you need the head to live. It's difficult to understand that. And so you resist, you fight it. You don't want to be bothered because you feel functioning. I hope somebody understands what I'm sharing with you. You know, you see, that is a big deception. That is a big today, Bishop was sharing something, and I think it touched me so much. He said that, you know, whenever you are spending time with God, whenever you are doing things pertaining to God, praising God, listening to the word of God, dancing in church, and doing things like that, you are wasting time. And I think it's one of the greatest deceptions that we have. But he said, but it's true. It's a real thing. It's a real thing that when you are, I mean, right now, as you are sitting there, you are listening to me. I mean, how much are you going to get? You see? You are wasting time. You see, you are wasting time. How many people have exams to take and papers to write and all of those things? You see, look at them. They have classes, exams, and you are sitting here. Can't you be reading? You could be reading. So you feel like you are wasting time. You feel like you are wasting time. But it's true. You see, when you are there and someone comes to you, someone who is a very busy person, someone who has so many things to do, comes to you because maybe you are in need or just comes to be with you. And the person is sitting there all day with you and relaxed as if the person has nothing to do. You will feel very valuable that the person has so many things to do and has left everything just to be with you. Isn't that so? And that is the worship that God needs from us. That is the service that God needs from us. But we have no value for, we feel that, you see, and that is the reason why many people don't do many things that pertain to God. For if we announce that we are going to have a meeting after church, many people start walking away. You feel that it's a waste of time. We have finished service. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of anything that is worldly, you see. And he says something, he says, you need to be highly spiritual to see that the waste of time is very valuable. That it's worth leaving everything to spend that time with this person who sits in the throne room of the place, the office that operates and controls the whole universe. I mean, seriously. Brothers and sisters, if by the grace of God, your eyes were to be opened to see that God really sits on the throne, in the throne room, and controlling everything in the universe, including your small job. If God were to open your eyes to really see this, I believe you'll leave your small job to come so that this man who controls the whole universe will favor you with something small. But you see, we have no value for that. That is why when we call for meetings, they seem to be a bother to you because you think you have something more important than this. This is a waste of time. We are wasting time. It's 5:30. It's 6 o'clock. Why is he still talking? 6:15, 6:20. You are wasting time. You see, and you feel, sometimes you feel that it's even more valuable to sit in your car or to stand outside to chat when they are having something to do with this person who sits in the throne room that controls the universe. You feel that being outside is more valuable. I'll wait until they finish wasting time and then we go home. I think you don't like my message. Let me just continue. And you don't like it. It's okay.
Keep preaching. We love it.
So connecting with our prophet through flow is really the best vision for our lives. It's the best vision for our lives. He says, believe in God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. When you believe his prophet, you prosper. You build on the nurturing. You build on, you get the breakout. You grow, you come out mightily. That is what it means. Hallelujah. You know, I don't watch much of news, but I just recently heard about this princess who has cancer. You know, and sometimes some of these things stare right in us, in front of us, and it speaks to us. And then we brush things aside, and we feel that we are doing something more important than the one who controls the affairs of the universe. Anyway, number two, let's move on so that we can finish. Number two, joining flow prayer must become a constant and broken habit. Joining flow prayer must become a constant and broken habit because Jesus advised all men to pray and not faint. Joining flow prayer must become a constant and broken habit because Jesus advised all men to pray and not faint. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, prayer is one thing that you can easily get weary of. You can easily get weary of and then stop. You see, that is why when we start the year and we are fasting and praying, you see, everyone joins and we are praying. We are praying, and then you see, as we continue, as the year goes by, the week after week, month after month, you see that many people stop. Many people stop. Prayer is something that you can easily get weary of. You can faint. So the Bible says, and Jesus advises us, he says, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That means you can faint. You can faint. And more so, that prayer is such a powerful weapon against your number one enemy. Because prayer is such a powerful weapon, he also helps you to get weary and stop. So Jesus says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. And I believe Flow Prayer Meeting helps us to pray and not to faint. When we come and we are encouraging you in the night or in the dawn of the day, we are calling and texting you and encouraging you. We know you are fainting. We know you are fainting. And so we want you to rise up, to remember that it's important that you pray and not to faint. And so prayer is become a thing that we can live without. We cannot live without. Are you listening? We can live without it. Jesus says we ought to pray always. Always. And not to faint. And not to get tired. That means we should not have any excuse to stop praying. Amen. So Flow Prayer Meeting helps us to continue this habit and not break it. It helps us to continue a constant habit of prayer that we do not faint. I mean, how many of you, there are certain mornings that you feel like really to sleep? This morning you feel like, oh, is that only me? Me too. There are certain mornings that you feel, today I was rebuking someone who was supposed to lead prayer and the person didn't lead. He says, I woke up, I started, I signed on, I'm ready to lead, and I was waiting for people to join, and by the time I realized, I was gone. You get weary, you get tired. Do you understand? And that is why even we force ourselves, even in the morning in our own homes, we are walking back and forth as if you are mad. Because Jesus says, you ought to pray always and not faint. Don't get weary. Amen. And I believe the prayer Flow Prayer Meeting helps us to continue this habit. By the grace of God, at least if you are faithful and you join at least 2 times in a week, you pray, or 3 times on Sunday, if you join the flow, you will pray for at least an hour before the service will start. Say amen. Amen. Number 3, the third point. All flow, whether it is a repeat broadcast or fresh, that means it is life. It is very relevant because the Word of God is alive and active and has no expiry date. Wow. All flow meetings, whether it is a repeat broadcast or fresh, is very relevant because the Word of God is alive and active and has no expiry date. Amen. God gave us only one Bible through all the centuries, all our ages, all our lives. We have only one Bible that we are reading. And it's the same Bible that we are sharing constantly from. Amen. It was the same word that are written thousands of years ago, and we are still reading them. And they are relevant. Jesus said in John 6 and verse 63, he says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The Word of God is life. Hallelujah. It does not die. It's alive constantly. Hallelujah. So whatever time it comes, whatever period that you are listening to or you are reading it, it is still alive. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will be the same. He has not changed. His words will not change. If the man is the same, the words will not change. Hallelujah. So the words are relevant today just as they were 2,000 years ago. They are relevant. So if we have flow, how many of you have realized that sometimes even we are looking at a repeat broadcast and you can't even recognize it? Yes. And that is how it is. So really, we have a great legacy. We have a great legacy that will continue to be a blessing for many generations to come. And we have to have value for it. We have to cherish it. One day we will look back and we will see that indeed God gave us a great prophet in our midst. And like everything else, you see, when it is so regular and, you know, a constant coming, you see, if Flo, for instance, it was 3 times a year, I believe each time it will be packed. Everyone will join. If it was, Bishop has time 3 times a year to have flow prayer meeting with us, or once a year, it will be packed. So let us be conscious of it, that it is here for us and is a blessing for us. Amen. Number four, why you must join flow prayer meeting. In the multitude of people is a king's honor. In the multitude of people is a king's honor. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 28, the Bible says, in the multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. That means in the multitude of people, when the king has so many people, it brings honor. It brings honor. But when the prince lacks people, when the prince is in want of people, that means when he lacks, when there are not enough people, it brings his destruction. It brings his destruction. And so one way that we as children of the prophet, we can honor him is to gather more people to bring him honor, and the enemy cannot destroy this ministry. Through you and I. The enemy cannot destroy this ministry for lack of people. It will bring destruction to the ministry. Hallelujah. And so we have the responsibility of also sharing this, encouraging others. Basanta leaders themselves don't join. So when we say Basanta leaders, call people, who are we talking to? The people are on, the Basanta leaders are not on. So now I think the announcement should be, call your Basanta leader to join. I think anytime you come on a prayer meeting, especially you regular ones, committed ones, whenever you come on a prayer meeting and you don't see your Basanta leader, call the person and say, I can't see you. You are bringing down my faith. I can't see you. You are putting less value on something that I value so much. They have made you a leader, but you don't seem to care. Because, you see, when you are a leader and you don't value something, the people don't value it. That is why, you see, this morning when we were having a prayer meeting, I was at work. I had about an hour or two to lay down. That was the time for the meeting. But I had to stay on. And in fact, I was in a convenient place, but I was forcing to put my video on for you. I mean, Reverend Osel would understand 100% why I cannot be on video, but for you. And if you are a Basanta leader and you have no value for the people, that my presence on is a source of encouragement. My presence on and my participation is ministry. I'm ministering to the people that I'm leading. You are not a good leader. You are not a good leader. And so a leader that finds excuse for everything and you are easily excusing yourself, you are not helping the people. That is when we look for sacrifice, that you are sacrificing. I hope somebody understands the message. I think someone has caught the spirit of the message. Are you listening? Yeah. So that is one way that we can honor the prophet that God has given us, by ensuring that many people attend flow meetings. Our own people, our friends, when we say, call someone, call someone. You have no idea how great a favor you'll be to a person. You see, this morning, how many of you were able to join the dawn prayer meeting? You see, I mean, it was announced, it was given. I mean, we sent messages for everyone to join. Was it a blessing? It was powerful. 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 But you rather sleep. You rather sleep. Mark chapter 6 and verse 4 and 5. It says, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Amen. May we never fulfill this scripture where we become so familiar with the prophet that God has given us that we do not have any honor for him. You know, people who don't belong to our church, they join the flow prayer from different places. They wait for it. They have expectation. But like everything else, when it is right there, when it's fed to you, you have no value for it. You have no value. That is why the people that were in Nazareth, when Jesus came, they had no value for what he had to offer. They had no value. They knew him. They have seen him. You know, because you see, the prophet is in your face constantly. You know, we'll be sending you the message. We're sending you reminders, flow. These days when you see it, you don't even look at it. Oh, true or not true? You see, you can only tell the truth to yourself. You don't look at it. But I think this is your blessing, and it should be your life's vision, that this is what God has given me, and I should value it. And when you value it, it says, where they have no value for the prophet that God sends them, there are no mighty works done in their lives. Oh, sons and daughters, I believe there are some mighty works that God wants to do in our lives through the servant that he has sent to us. If only we will have value and receive him in that light. Amen. Amen. And finally, it is very important to rise up early in the morning and pray. It is very important to rise up early in the morning and pray. I said it is very important to do what? Rise up. Do what?
Rise up.
I said, do what?
Rise up.
Or we can change the scripture and say it is very important. Or we can change the topic and say it's very important to lie down or sleep. Cover yourself with a blanket and pray. It's also prayer. Why? Why do we have to do that? Why can't we just stay in the bed and just pray? God will hear us. Because it makes us Christ-like. It makes us Christians. Are we Christians? Are we Christians? It means we are like Christ. We are like Jesus. If we are Christians, we are like Jesus. So it makes us Christ-like. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. It says, And in the morning, lying in his bed, and in the morning, sitting in the sofa, with his feet lifted up. Who is the Bible talking about? Aloud? Aloud. Your neighbor didn't hear you. The Bible says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, rising up a great while before day, he went out. Say, he went out. He did three things before he prayed. Number one, help me, help me. Number one, he rose up. He rose up. Early morning, he rose up. Number two, what did he do? He went out. That means he left where he was sleeping. He left there. Because you know what the place you sleep, what it has done to you when you try to pray. Jesus was also in the flesh. You have to understand that. He says he rose up. One. Number two, he went out. Number three, he departed into isolated place, a solitary. He went to a solitary place. Amen. So this, you know, sometimes I text someone and I say, I can't see you praying. I can't see you. You don't even sign on. Oh, I'm with my wife. I'm with my husband. You know? You know, sometimes we say, sign on individually. Sign on individually. Go and sit in the kitchen and let your whoever be in the bathroom and sign on. Isolated, solitary. Look, if we are reading the Bible, let's read the Bible. If we are Christians, let's be like Christ. There must be a reason why the Son of God, who came from heaven, will do this behavior with prayer. There got to be a reason. There got to be a reason. The Bible says, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. And there prayed. And there prayed. Amen. So, there's nothing wrong. Don't get upset anymore when someone calls you at 5 a.m. to join the prayer meeting. And suck your teeth and put your phone down and be angry that someone dead called you at 5 a.m. to rise up to pray. The person is just helping you to be like your Savior. The person is just helping you to do just what your Savior did. The person is just helping you to be a Christian. That is all the person is trying to do. And it's not out of disrespect to disrupt your sleep and to have no respect to call your phone at that hour, but the person is just helping you to be a Christian and to be like your Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus rose up early in the morning and prayed. And we like to come together online to pray, and we want to hear your voice praying. We want to hear your voice praying. I understand that there are occasions. I said there are what? Occasions where your environment will not allow you to unmute your phone because of all the noise that is around to pray. Isn't that so? There are occasions like that. But you can't say that in your life there is no occasion, whether we meet at 9 to 10, 8 to 10, 5 to 6, 4 to 6, whatever time we meet, there is no occasion in your life where you alone, we can hear your voice. But the Bible says the church of old, the early church, they prayed. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, the Bible says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They continue together. They continue in prayers. They were praying together. Amen. And your prayer encourages us to pray also. When we hear your voice, it encourages us to pray. Amen. So let us have value for this great gift that God has given to us. And I believe God will use it to bless us. Hallelujah. The Bible says that through a prophet did God take the people out of Egypt. And through a prophet, he preserved them. God will always use a prophet. If God wants to deliver you, he will use a prophet. He wants to preserve you, he will use a prophet. Hallelujah. Say, you believe in God. Believe also in his prophet. Believe the prophet that God sends you. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Because there are things that will happen to your life or happen to you if you also believe in me, in addition to believing in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. Are you blessed this afternoon? Rise to your feet and let us bring the service to a close. Oh, are you clapping or you were trying to clap? Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we are thankful. We are grateful. Lord, we thank you for your word, Holy Spirit. We thank you for leading us through this message. We thank you for speaking to us and revealing to us the blessing in receiving the servants, the prophet that God sends our way. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Change our hearts and our attitudes. Change our minds and our understanding. Open our eyes that we will see the value, the great blessing that comes when we receive your servants. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name in the name of Jesus.
Make it ever.
We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. If that is your prayer, you want to say this prayer with me. Say, Pastor, lead me in this prayer to receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. If that is what you want to do, you want to pray, you want to come to Jesus, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Wherever you are, just lift up your hand and say, Pastor, pray with me. Pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Master. Is there anyone here like that? With all eyes closed and every head bowed, just lift up your hands above your head and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Why don't you all join me and say this prayer with me. Say this on this Palm Sunday. Say this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash away my sins with your precious blood. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. I will serve you. I will follow you all the days of my life. So help me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.